Boji Wood with you on GameDaySportsRadio.com, joined by Mike Bernard from OTM Sports. We've just been taking a look back at the Super Bowl this morning and some of the interesting tidbits about it. Looked at the Parcells coaching tree. It obviously came down to Bill Belichick and the influence that they have throughout the league. And when you look at Doug Peterson, Mike, he's one of the few coaches in the league, head coach or assistant, that doesn't have some tie to Bill Belichick or Bill Parcells.
Right. I guess his mentor is Andy Reid. And Andy Reid is, you know, obviously a great coach, and maybe he's celebrating a Super Bowl win vicariously through his protege, Doug Peterson.
Not only through his protege, Doug Peterson, but also with a franchise that he so much loves and had not had trouble, you know, when his son ended up dying there in training camp. There were a lot of things going on in Andy Reid's life that he needed to step away from Philadelphia and get some things in order. But Andy Reid has a strong affinity for Philadelphia in general and that Eagles franchise.
Yeah, and he did a lot. He got them to the 2004 Super Bowl, and it was Donovan McNabb was the quarterback. T.O. was a wide receiver who was hurt most of the year. And let's be honest, T.O. was a distraction back then, and he still got them to the Super Bowl.
All right, Doug Peterson comes out of Washington, Bellingham, Washington, but doesn't get any big-time offers, ends up at Northeast Louisiana University, which is now La Monroe. And he was not highly sought as coming out of high school, not highly sought of coming out of college. Was a free agent, signed with the Dolphins, but was waived before the season even started. Caught on with the New Jersey Knights of the World League of American Football. They drafted him. And after he was cut and everything, and he backed up former Auburn quarterback Reggie Slack back in the spring of 1992. But Doug Peters had a very successful career as a backup. Backed up Brett Favre there in Green Bay. They have a very strong relationship. Brett Favre spoke to the Philadelphia Eagles the night before the Super Bowl. But I think when you look at Doug Peterson, he's always kind of taken the road less traveled, so to speak. And you would think after a 10-plus year career in the league that he would have a chance to jump right in and start coaching with one of the teams or at least at a major Power 5 school. But no, his first coaching gig was head football coach at Calvary Baptist Academy in Shreveport, Louisiana, it's not a bad job, but you wouldn't expect to be able to get someone who's been playing in the NFL for 10, 12 years to come be your head coach.
Yeah, that's right. And look, when I look at Doug Peterson, number one, it drives me crazy, like some of the things he does that are low percentage plays, but it paid off. And, you know, like going for the fourth down, I think they went for fourth down more than anyone in history this year. But he made a decision. Hey, we're going for it. We're going to put teams on the edge and put the pressure on them. And when you talked about a kid, as a kid, he comes from Ferndale High School in Washington State. And then he ends up at Northeast Louisiana, up in Monroe, Louisiana. And then from there he goes on and goes for the Dolphins to the World League. And you talked about him backing up Reggie Slack. Was Reggie Slack at Auburn when you were coaching down there?
He was. He certainly was. Yeah, he was behind Jeff Berger when I was there, yes.
Yeah, he was a good player. But you look at it, it goes Miami, World League, Miami, Carolina, World League again. The guy, he just looking at it on paper and looking over his career, he shows resiliency. And coach, you talked about that Calvary Baptist Academy. That's a huge jump. You go from Calvary Baptist Academy in 08, and then in 09, you're an offensive control coach for the Eagles.
Yeah, and let's say this about Doug Peterson, and I think it's reflective. You talked about his journeyman career and not really being a highly sought-out recruit out of high school. Has to go all the way to La Monroe from Bellingham, Washington. And, you know, and not that there's anything wrong with La Monroe, but there are a lot of schools he had to pass by between Washington and Monroe, Louisiana, that he could have gone to that was closer to home. But he wanted to go to La Monroe for whatever reason. He accepted that. That's who he was. I have a coaching buddy of mine that actually played with Doug Peterson there at La Monroe, and he said he was a great teammate and a great leader even back then. This is what impresses me about Doug Peterson, and this is just my take on this. A lot of people get frustrated being the backup, not being able to be the guy and at the school. And then when you get to the league, you want to be the guy. You know, it's hard to accept your role. He always seemed to be able to do that. He didn't have to have the big-time coaching job. He goes to Calvary Baptist Academy. And I think that is reflective of this Eagles team this year. They knew their roles. Carson Wentz went down. I mean, he was probably going to be the MVP had he not gotten hurt. Nick Foles never complained, knew his role, was there, steady backup, always prepared. He comes in and plays. And the thing about it is, it's not like there's any dissension on that team. It's just next man up. This is, you need to do your job right now. And I think that really reflects well on Doug Peterson and what he preaches. Because you talked about that he started back in coaching as the offensive quality control coach with the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, you know, he had played under Andy Reid there in Philadelphia. Andy Reid liked him enough to bring him back and give him this position. And, you know, people don't understand that an offensive quality control position or analyst or what have you in the NFL, that's one of those, they call it 20 for 20. You work 20 hours a day for $20,000 a year. You're not making, you're not making $500,000 and $600,000 a year. Mike Patricia, that's how he started out with the Patriots. So, you know, Andy Reid was, he welcomes him back. But at the same time, Doug Peterson's like, hey, coach, listen, I play my role. I'll come in and make $20,000 a year and work 20 hours a day. I play my role. And he did that for a couple of years and was rewarded with the quarterback's coaching job. And, of course, when Andy Reid went to Kansas City, he went as his offensive coordinator and then just came back in 2016 after the Chip Kelly debacle as head coach of the Eagles. I really like Doug Peterson, everything about him.
I do too. I didn't like him chasing the points in the Super Bowl in 20. But other than that, no, I it's a great story. It's his career. Looking at his career, it's intriguing. It shows his resilience. And you made some good points about, hey, the fact that he has his ego in check and he's willing to do what it takes to win and help his players win, I think that we saw it. It translated to all of his players. And now you look at this road we've gone over. Now he's one of four people to have won the Super Bowl as a player and a coach, along with the other three, Mike Ditka, Tom Flores, and Tony Dungy. I mean, that's a good group to be in right there, a couple of Hall of Famers. And, you know, I think it's a great story, and he's definitely earned the right to be where he is. He, again, when you look at his career NFL stats as a player, yeah, he won as a backup. I believe it was Favre was the starter.
Right.
He won in that Super Bowl 31, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And but as a player, he had 12 touchdowns, 19 interceptions. But – he's a great coach, and going back to the fact that he has his ego in check, he doesn't care what people think, only about his team. This year, he went for all those fourth downs, and we both know that Philadelphia has a brutal fan base. If you mess up, they're all over you. He didn't care. He went out and said, this is our best chance to put teams on the edge, put the pressure on them. We're going to go for fourth down every time it's reasonable, and it paid off.
Yeah, and he's still a big hit down at La Monroe. He still holds a ton of passing records there at the school. But I tell you, it's always good to see the good guys come out on top every once in a while. Doug Peterson, congratulations to you and the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll be right back on GameDaySportsRadio.com. Inside.